8 years ago, I entered the Pokemon World Championships to try and achieve my dream, to become the Pokemon World Champion. I brought with me powerful legendary Pokemon Kyogre and Rayquaza, but I also had one of the most well-known Pokemon in the entire franchise, Raichu. But this Raichu was different than any Raichu that had come before it. It had access to a move that it shouldn't have been able to learn under normal circumstances. With Raichu by my side, I climbed through the tournament and eventually claimed the title of Pokemon World Champion. But while my story is a happy one, Raichu's not so much. See, this unique move that Raichu learned, after my win, it quickly had it taken away, and Raichu faded into obscurity despite its new world champion status. But after almost a decade, I think the conditions are once again just right for Raichu to emerge as a top-tier threat. So I'm going to enter an online tournament with my old friend to prove it. The main reason to use Raichu, who has lackluster stats compared to certain other more infamous support Pokemon, is its ability. Lightning Rod not only makes Raichu immune to all electric-type moves, boosting its special attack when hit, it also redirects any electric-type moves aimed at its partner into Raichu, shielding its teammates. And within this ability lies the secret as to why I think Raichu is poised for a big finish. Electric moves are strong. There's always some used in every competitive format. But right now, one of the best Pokemon in the entire game is an electric-type demon bike, Miraidon. What you need to know about this thing is that it hits really, really hard. Like, even Pokemon that resist it, they don't really resist it. It can KO nearly any Pokemon in the game that doesn't resist it, as long as all its damage modifiers are online. And it's so fast that moving before it and knocking it out before it can move isn't really a good option. But Raichu is one of the only Pokemon in the entire game that can shut it down completely, because Raichu can turn completely immune to Miraidon. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let's talk about the specific Raichu I'm going to be using. I'll go with the same Raichu set I used to win the World Championships. Fake Out is one of the best supporting moves in the game, as it can prevent a target from moving. Volt Switch does a little damage and lets Raichu switch out. And Nuzzle, well, Nuzzle does a little damage and paralyzes the opponent. But this move is a little bit better than it sounds, though I don't really want to spoil anything, so you'll see when we get into the actual battles. But what about the last move? Well, at the World Championships, I used Endeavor, which lowers the target's health to be exactly equal to the user's. This is especially good against the powerful legendary Pokemon who tend to have higher than average HP stats. But Endeavor was that special move that I mentioned earlier. Raichu can't normally learn it. The only reason I could use it at Worlds 2016 was because of an online tournament called the Pikachu Cup, where only electric-type Pokemon were allowed. The Pokemon Company announced that if Pikachu was in the top three most used at the end of the tournament, a special Pikachu that knew Endeavor would be released. And when the results were tallied, Pikachu was exactly the third most used Pokemon. But these Pokemon with special event-only moves, they can't be transferred across generations. So when Sun and Moon released, Raichu lost one of its best tools. So what fourth move should I use instead? Endeavor. As of Scarlet and Violet's DLC, Raichu can now learn Endeavor via a TM. No special event required. So finally, Raichu's full potential is back online. I train Raichu to survive some of the big attacks of the format, give it enough speed to outspeed Christopher Youssef, and I'm now ready to move on and pick the rest of my Pokemon. Oh wait, I forgot. Raichu's Tera-type. Well, remember how Raichu is one of the best Pokemon at bullying Miraidon? Well, Miraidon only runs electric and dragon moves. With Lightning Rod, Raichu is completely immune to electric-type attacks, but Choice Specs Draco Meteor can still knock it out in one hit. Or it could, if Raichu took any damage at all. Fairy-type Pokemon are immune to dragon-type moves, so with Terra Fairy, Raichu fulfills Professor Oak's prophecy. You cannot ride your bike here. As you may have noticed, this video is kinda long, and as you can probably guess, making videos this long takes a lot of time. If you're enjoying this video, or you'd like to see some of the other cool things that I'm working on in the future, I'd really appreciate it if you subscribed. It's an easy way to support the channel, and it also helps me make these really time-intensive videos. Now, I need to pick a restricted Pokemon. These powerful legendaries are way stronger than your average Pokemon, but you're only allowed to use one of them on each team. Kyogre's the obvious choice because it's weak to electric, but I think I want to try out a Pokemon that I haven't used before instead. Zamazenta. Zamazenta was the laughingstock of Sword and Shield, but despite being nerfed, it's actually one of the top Pokemon right now. This is mostly because, in addition to its nerf, it got the attack Body Press, which uses the defense stat of the attacker instead of the attack stat. This matters because Zamazenta's ability gives it a defense boost the first time it hits the field. It's incredibly tanky, does good consistent damage, and has good typing. Though it is kinda weak against Miraidon. We don't have to worry about that. I trained Zamazenta to outspeed Modest Chiyu and focus the rest of its stats into its survivability. Protect, Body Press, and Heavy Slam are pretty widely accepted as the three best moves. And for the fourth, I choose Iron Defense. While Wide Guard has more utility, having a setup option is nice. Terra Grass makes Zamazenta immune to Amoongus, who would otherwise give it trouble. But Zamazenta has another weakness. Fire-type Pokemon. Specifically, fire-type Pokemon in the sun. With Terra Grass, I'm only compounding my fire weakness. But there is an obvious solution to this problem. If you're weak to sun, add rain. Pelipper's Drizzle ability can do just that, and with its water and flying typing, it's extremely strong against both Koraidon and Groudon. I don't love Pelipper generally because its stats are whack, but I think it can fit here. As a bonus, Pelipper gets Wide Guard, making it an effective tool against Terrapagos and Kyogre. The Rocky Helmet item can serve as a deterrent to Urshifu, who would otherwise love to take advantage of the rain, plus it can break Focus Sashes if I'm smart with how I use it. I round out the move pool with Protect, Hurricane, and Weather Ball, train Pelipper to be fast, strong, and a little tanky, and choose Terra Ghost to help versus Terrapagos and Fake Out. What other restricted Pokemon am I still weak to? Well, Calyrex Shadow is a big one, and Zamazenta is also a little bit awkward. Fortunately, there is a Pokemon that can help with both. Terra Normal Goldengo. Outside of Terra, it completely walls Zamazenta, and inside it's strong against Calyrex Shadow, who tend to use Terra Fairy or Terra Ghost, both of which are weak to Goldengo's moves. I'll go with a setup moveset, using Protect, Nasty Plot, Make It Rain, and Shadow Ball to turn Goldengo into a terrifying sweeper. Metal Coat boosts its damage even further, which lets me train it to be exceptionally tanky, not even needing to Terastalize to survive an Astral Barrage. With just two Pokemon left, I need more help for Calyrex, plus I probably want a fast Pokemon because right now my team is sluggish. There's one Pokemon with obvious synergy that fits the bill here, Chen Pao. See, Zamazenta is really bad against Ghost-type Pokemon because they're immune to Body Press. This applies to real Ghosts like Goldengo, but also Terra Ghost Pokemon like Will-O-Wisp and Incineroar. So an offensive Dark-type makes sense here. More than that, Chen Pao's Sword of Ruin ability lowers the defense stat of all other Pokemon while it's on the field. And for some reason, this doesn't reduce Body Press's damage despite it using the defense stat. Don't ask me why this happens. I tried to figure it out and all I got was a headache. Anyway, Chen Pao is a great Focus Sash user that adds another offensive threat to the team. I'll use Protect, Icicle Crash, and Sucker Punch, which are all standard, but instead of the usual Sacred Sword, I want to use Throat Chop so I can hit Ghost types even when they don't go for an attacking move. For the Terra type, I'll use Ghost to become immune to Fake Out and Fighting type moves. One slot left. What should it be? This is a rhetorical question. If your team doesn't already have the best Pokemon of all time, you should add it. Welcome to the squad, Incineroar. With my team complete, it's time to enter the tournament. With over 100 players, I'll need to win 5 of my first 7 rounds to make it to the final bracket. I'm hoping I can pull a Miraidon round 1, but there's some irony in the matchup instead. Rather than using Kyogre, this time I'll have to beat one. Are Calyrex Landorus in the lead? Okay. So, Chen Pao's hitting both these Pokemon. Oh, wait, never mind. I was going to say it's hitting them both for super effective, but that's actually not true. Okay. I assume this is going to be Protect from Landorus. That's the play that I'm predicting. If it's not, I could be in some trouble. Okay. If they hit Raichu, I'm going to give them defense boost here, but I think I'm comfortable giving them one. I just need to be careful not to give them too many. Also, Nuzzle's just broken. Nuzzle's just really, really good. Like, because Paralysis is broken. So this is just an investment for later. This is an investment for now. Okay, this is going to be Terra Poison from the Landorus. What we really don't want to see is a miss from the Icicle Crash, which is going to happen at some point today. Okay, Chen Pao, my friend, will you connect this Icicle Crash? If you do, we're going to be in great shape. If you don't, oh my goodness, that's my favorite Weasel. This is going to do a lot. I didn't do anything. Flinch, then hit both! Oh, Raichu survived. Okay, this isn't great. Oh, by the way, I made my Raichu exactly speed-tying Landorus, for anyone curious, so if I'd actually won this, that was extremely unlucky. Icicle Crash, no flinch, Sandseer Storm hit both, and Raichu lose the speed tie. If Raichu had won the speed tie, then I would have been able to make it out without taking damage. Oh wait, this thing has Electro Shot. Uh-oh. Wait, hang on a second, I'm in danger. I took a lot of damage. This actually-
Bruh.
Oh my god, I'm so good at this game! I shouldn't have done this. This was dumb. They're going to go after Chen Pao. And if they snarl, I'm just screwed. And they're taking a long time, which makes me a little bit nervous. Ooh, ooh. Wait, Arcaludon has eyes? Oh my god, I never realized Arcaludon had eyes before. Ah, this Arcaludon's annoying. Okay, okay, okay. Landorus goes down. That was the biggest threat to Zamazenta, because I still have my Terra. So, yeah. Basically, as long as they don't snarl, I'm going to be Bing Chilling. But if they do snarl, show me Electro Shot. Actually, I don't want to see Electro Shot. Oh, Raichu, it's good to have you back. Tornadus. Oh, guys, I'm just so worried because they have so much health left on their Pokemon, and, how am I gonna beat Arcaludon, and, I don't know what to do. Man, I love Nuzzle. I hit this thing one time, it's hit me zero times. Okay, if Icicle Crash connects, I'm in game-winning spot. I'm actually in game-winning spot, I think. Oh my god, if this KOs? Unless I've done something very silly. Okay, that's the end of Torn, so the rain is running out, and also there, Arcaludon, you're so tanky. How will I ever get rid of your HP? This is probably the end of Raichu, but it's done its job. Uh-oh. Okay, it's technically a 2v2, but it's a 2v2 that's in my favor, I think, unless Kyogre goes Omega mode. Yeah, because of the paralysis, even with the Tailwind up, Zamazenta's faster, and even Pelipper might be faster. I didn't do that in the order I wanted. And, yep, okay, Kyogre's the last. I just need to make sure I don't get, Hydro Pumped, like, to death, yeah, I forget what I was saying. Probably nothing, probably just something dumb. What I'm trying to say is that by setting up the rain a couple turns earlier, I've actually handicapped this Kyogre a fair bit, because there's only two turns of rain left, which means they only get to attack me one time. Also, Raichu survived a Sandseer Storm with Life Orb with Sheer Force. I didn't Eevee for that. Not on purpose. I mean, I guess I did Eevee for it. Yeah, they're going for Hydro Pump. That's good. That's what we like to see. It didn't matter, but it's so funny. I think my Zamazenta's too slow. Wait a second. Wait a second. This actually isn't over. Depends on how Kyogre's trained. Like, yeah. I also, if they Ice Beam this turn, I could be in some trouble. So here's Wide Guard. This prevents the Water Spout. This is also the last turn of rain, right? Which actually hurts Pelipper a fair bit. They do call it. That sucks. Oh, it doesn't do anything. Okay, no freeze. Okay, this game is not over still, because I could still get, like, I don't know what the speeds are. I think by losing rain, Pelipper's become kind of worthless. I can just Wide Guard again, though. Yeah, nice, okay. I might not do anything with Hurricane here, but, yeah, I want to go for it anyway. Also, Zamazenta's so tanky. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I messed up. I made Zamazenta too slow. I made Zamazenta way too slow. Oh man, I didn't think about Kyogre. Oh, that does a lot. Okay, I should still win this. Yeah, I'll definitely still win. Okay, so we won, but it was a little bit spooky because I made some mistakes with my Eevee training, it seems. I've made my Pokemon slower than they should be. Raichu's too slow, and Zamazenta's also too slow. So, that's not great. Yeah, I thought this might happen. I mean, I could just Nuzzle again, right? I could. Yeah, I could have done something better here, I guess. Okay. Yeah. I could have gone for something like a hard read here, but I thought that it was, I didn't want to just lose the game if I was wrong. But this is a really impactful turn. Here's the Terra. So, I mean, if I can just get through the stupid Landorus, I'll be in better shape, but it's not super easy. Icicle Crash flinch here to be big. We want to connect. If we miss, we're in really bad shape here. Okay, I connect. A flinch would just change this entire game in a huge way. There's a lot of damage. They win the speed tie again! Oh my god, alright. Well, that sucks. If I get the speed tie there, then I'm in amazing shape, but... Oh, that sucks so much. Okay. Alright, that's fine. How much is Zamazenta doing to the Arcaludon? I needed that damage too. Okay. Oh, they switched. It must be Torn coming in. Yeah, there's Torn. Okay. So the question is Oh man, this is rough. Does Sucker Punch do enough here from Chen Pao? I'm glad I went for the Iron Defense here. That does give me a way back into this. Okay, does this do enough? Okay, yeah, I thought it would. All right, Lander's going down is a big deal. That was one of the biggest threats to the team. The question is, what's Torn going for here? Is it going for Bleak Windstorm to try and pick up a KO, or is it just going for Tailwind? It is Tailwind, okay, so that's probably the best-case scenario, because we get Tailwind a little bit earlier than we would otherwise. Body Burst comes out. How much does this do?
Bruh.
Huh? Huh? It almost died! Chet Zamazenta! Je suis les oeufs de l'Echien Rouge? Okay, here's Kyogre. How do I win this? So this isn't bad, because I didn't switch our Kaladon, and like, yeah. Oh, unless I take too much damage from like, no, I should be tanky enough to take anything our Kaladon wants to do to me. Let's see if they're going for Bleak Wind. Their other option is Taunt. Okay, yeah, they just go for Bleak Wind here. This implies Water Spout to me, personally, or Hydro Pump. Trying to cover for both grass and water type attacks, or grass and steel coverage. There's Water Spout. Okay, that's the end of Chen Pao. This can do a lot of damage. Huh? I didn't do anything. Where's the rest? Huh? So I guess it technically was better to protect with both. If they'd made this turn, but I'd protected both last turn, then it would have been better. But I think also this just wins me the game. Yeah. Cool. That's the end of Kyogre. So where I can lose here is if... How do I lose this? Electroshot, Flash Cannon, Body Press, and Snarl. So I think what I can do here actually is just... Body Press and attack, because what I don't like, what I don't want to happen is let them get Electro shot up and then lose to a crit, right? So even though there's two turns to hell left, what I want to do is I think I just want to go for Hurricane for confusion chance and Body Press for the KO. Flash Cannon, yeah. Even with the critical hit, I doubt this KOs. I didn't even have to go World Champ Difference Mode. I didn't even. Oh my god. And we got first game we got lucky, but second game we got kind of unlucky with the Raichu, plays. But, I mean, I'm not complaining. Zamazenta popped off, right? I mean, we saw how good Raichu was game one, too. So, yeah, definitely not complaining. But yeah, okay, I'm happy with that. That was a good way to start the tournament. Kyogre and Tornadus are the leads here. So, the question is, do they have Ferrigraph in the back? Because I have a couple options here, right? They're basically forced to Tailwind here. Okay. Yeah, because otherwise Icicle Crash just wins the game on the spot. So Throat Chop should do a decent bit here, I think. It's one turn of Tailwind, one turn of Rain. A good amount of damage. Taunt comes out, I guess. Oh, they were hard reading a switch there. If Sucker Punch picks up the KO, I'm in really good shape. Okay, that's really good for me. So with this, I get rid of Kyogre right away. This is the weakness of a Pokemon that can't protect, is that its only options are to attack or switch, which makes Sucker Punch very dangerous. This will do under half, probably about half. Yeah, okay, about half. Which is good. Question is, who do I go into here? This gives me Wide Guard, which cuts the damage from Bleak Windstorm, obviously. And it also baits out Electro Shot, or whatever it's called. So far, this is going very well, though. Raichu's Fake Out Pressure is offered a lot here. Here's the Sneasler. Okay. So... Okay, I should have protected. The thing is, though, that they didn't Terra, and so unless they have a way to one-hit KO Pelipper, because this is probably close combat, right? Sucker Punch fails. I guess they expected Wide Guard. Close combat and Chen Pao, so Chen Pao's going to go to Sash, but that... That's fine. We don't really care about that, right? Because the Sneasler was actually the bigger threat right now. And with this, Hurricane is going to pick up a one-hit KO. They didn't Terra. Yeah, they lose their defense, so they get their defense back with the White Herb. They double their speed. But doubling your speed is not that effective when you're caught in the middle of a Hurricane. Sneasler goes down. And if their last Pokemon is something like Arcaladon, I mean, it's looking kind of rough. It's not Ferrigraph. If they had Ferrigraph, they would have brought it in by now. There's Arcaladon. Okay, so let's look at this thing's moves. I have to watch out for Terra fighting. Moves are Electro Shot, Draco Meteor, Body Press, and Flash Cannon. So it's pretty safe to bring in Raichu here against all of those, and I can just Sucker Punch the Torn. Like, Torn can taunt again here if it wants, but, like, to be honest, that's not really that high value. You know what I mean? And I haven't even Terra'd yet. And even if I get Torn, just, like, even if this doesn't KO, it'll leave it low enough that, like, any other move will get it, right? Fake Out even, potentially. So Raichu comes back in. Its Lightning Rod ability means that if... Okay, here's Sucker Punch. Is it enough? It is. Tornadus goes down to the combination. That's a big deal. It's a 1-4. Let's see if this is Electro Shot. It is Electro Shot. So our Kaladon gonna get a boost here. Get a boosted special attack. It's quite scary. However, that's not that helpful for it because Raichu's Lightning Rod will absorb the attack, take no damage, and give me a special attack boost. I should Terra. I should Terra, right? Here's the Terra. Okay, Terra fighting from the Sarcaladon. So I need to nuzzle this thing so Pelipper can eventually beat it, basically. Because it's going to be pretty threatening pretty soon. That being said, I mean, I'm up 4-1. I'm not going to lose this. If I lose this, then I'm the woat, honestly. If I get crit, I could lose a Mon here, but I would then be able to just go into Pelipper and go for, yeah, like some sneaky plays. The thing is, once I paralyze this Arcaladon, the game is over because Pelipper should always win. Here's Nuzzle, guaranteed paralysis. Nuzzle is very valuable because even on an Assault Vest set, you can still use it. Like, whereas with Thunder Wave or whatever, you wouldn't be able to. Here's Iron Defense, so this is +2 Arcaladon versus my +3 Zamazenta. Neither of us are weak to fighting because we both give it up our steel types. Here's Body Press. Terra Fighting boosted +2. That's going to do a lot to Zamazenta, is what you might expect me to say. Volt Switch, this is +1 thanks to the Electro Shot. Actually does a good chunk of damage. And something you might not know is that Sword of Ruin, Chen Pao's ability, it lowers the defense stats of all other Pokemon on the field. But because of the way that damage is calculated, on Body Press, this lowers the opponent's defense for taking the hit, but it doesn't lower the damage of Body Press. So basically, even though Body Press should, in theory, be lowered by Sword of Ruin, it isn't. And so this Body Press now gets even stronger thanks to Sword of Ruin comboing with it. Body Press at +3 KOs the +3 Arcaladon, and we win without losing a single Pokemon. That being said, this is still a difficult matchup, and so even though that was a pretty dominant like game, they didn't bring Ferrigrath or Wellspring Ogerpon, where the Pokemon were like honestly the Pokemon I was worried about, and so I think this next game might be harder, to say the least. Okay. All right, same leads again. So, Kyogre Torn once again. So, I have a couple options here. Oh, great play. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a big problem. Ah, Volt Switch wouldn't help me, though. Are they Tailwinding, or are they going for something else? Nice play. Okay. That's going to make this a lot harder, actually. I don't think I can afford to lose Raichu yet, though, is the thing. I think that I'm probably going to lose. I wouldn't say I'm probably going to lose just yet, but that turn one went as badly as possible. I didn't think about Arcal. I was only thinking about Ferrigrath. Yeah. So I'm most likely losing a Mon here. I needed to be Pelipper, I guess. It doesn't really matter. I was wrong. Okay. Okay, chat. I think I have to go Zama here. Okay. I'm calling for Taunt here. Interesting. They don't Terra. This is looking pretty bad, but it is still possible. Like, if they go for Taunt and, like, Body Press this turn, I think it's possible for me to win, still. But if they go for Bleakwind, then the game is over. That's gonna be it, yeah. Yeah. If I had Wide Guarded, I would have been in really good shape. There's a lot. This Tornadus is not that bulky. Okay. So Tailwind's gonna end, which is good. I think a big question is, what's the last Pokemon, right? They haven't Terra'd yet either, so I gotta watch out for that. I haven't dealt any damage to Kyogre either. Just Kyogre. So my options are, I think I have to let Pelipper go down and try and win this one with Raichu and Zamazenta. Yeah. I couldn't switch out, like, oh, it's slow Ogre. Rocky Helmet Chip could actually end up mattering here. Ice Beam. Okay. The problem is that they still have the Sneasler in the back, right? Probably. Here's the Terra. The question is it fighting or ground? Both make sense in my opinion. But yeah, that was the right play. I don't think, there's no way that Body Press will KO, because last time I was at +3, and this time I'm at +1. It won't KO. And I think that's just gonna seal the deal, probably. Because it'll be at +3 with what it hits. I think that Zamazenta could survive a Body Press from this range, but I don't think that, yeah. Eh, Raichu will. If this isn't a Zamazenta, I could still win. Yeah, nice play. Raichu won't survive this, unfortunately. Oh man, okay. This is tough. So would I rather have a chance to do the last Pokemon, or would I rather see how much the Kyogre takes? I think I'd rather see how much the Kyogre takes. A lot. +3 will KO. All right, so this is kind of difficult, no? Because there's also the threat of Ferrigrath, which I haven't even like had to deal with yet. Okay, but I have more options, right? Like, I have more options than what I've been doing. Fake Out and Body Press can work. Kyogre Torn again. Okay, so even if there's Ferrigrath in the back, I never have to take a Water Spout like this, is my idea. For first game 3, I think I might have to enter World Champ Difference mode. I gotta keep it real with y'all. I don't want to... We need this damage down. Fake Out comes out. Okay, we're connecting. Are they going for Tailwind? It is just Tailwind, okay. Body Press comes out. This can do a lot. This cuts the power of Water Spout significantly. I'm going to go for Protect and Volt Switch here because I don't think they have Ferrigraph based on that play. I think their back Pokemon are probably... It's definitely Arcaludon again, right? So it's just guessing what the last one is, and I think it could be either Sneasler or Wellspring Mask. Let's see what happens here. They're going to go for a Bleakwind Storm first. There's Bleakwind Storm. This is most likely Origin Pulse. Now, Kyogre is one of the strongest restricted Pokemon, right? And Origin Pulse is incredibly powerful, so I don't know if Raichu will survive here. Raichu very well could go down. Speed dropping doesn't matter. They already had the speed advantage. Here's the Origin Pulse. It's not guaranteed to hit, so if Raichu dodges it, we're in good shape here. Is it going to connect? It does. Will Raichu survive? Kyogre, oh my god, it survived! Volt Switch comes out. There's a lot of damage. Okay. It's a big survive. So I can go into Pelipper here and click Wide Guard to ensure Zamazenta stays safe and go for Body Press into the Kyogre. What that would do is basically sacrifice Pelipper for Thunder and, yeah. Or I can go into Chen Pao and click Sucker Punch Body Press, which would... The weakness of this is that if they have Ferrigraph, then I could end up taking Origin Pulse with both. But I think it's still okay, right? Because if they have Ferrigraph and the last Pokemon is Arcaludon, then even though I would take an Origin Pulse, Zamazenta is very tanky and... Yeah, like... They wouldn't have the offense to close out the game. So I'm going to go for Sucker Punch Body Press here. Okay, Sucker Punch comes out. They're going to let me take Kyogre. That's the end of Kyogre. I am going to have to take a Bleakwind Storm here. But with the Sword of Ruin active, is there any chance that Body Press with only a single defense boost? Is there any chance at all that I can just KO the Corn? No speed drop. Does this KO? Oh my god, it goes down. Okay, that's the end of Tornadus. It's Arcaludon and what? That's the question, right? It's the Sneasler. Okay, so... There's one turn Tailwind left, right? Because I still have Endeavor active. Or like, I have Endeavor and Fake Out Pressure left. Here's the Terra. If they Terra to Flying, then they are neutral to... Okay, they Terra to Fighting. If they Terra to Flying, then they take more from Sucker Punch. But Sneasler's pretty frail, which I'm kind of banking on here. I'm banking on Chen Pao basically being able to do a big enough chunk to it that Heavy Slam will KO. I don't know how heavy Sneasler is, and obviously... You know, you do more damage with Heavy Slam, the lighter the target is, but Sneasler doesn't look very heavy. Alright, that does a lot. That does a ton of damage. Let's see what they go for. It is close combat into Zamazenta. That's actually worse for them. They would have rather hit the, Chen Pao to get the speed doubling effect. Here's Body Press also into Zamazenta. They doubled it. That's actually the worst case scenario, if you can believe it. Because now I could lose. We go for Icicle Crash, Terra Grass, Heavy Slam, and just hope that either, they would need Icicle Crash Miss plus Dire Claw Critical Hit. And I don't think that's super likely. I'll say it. Here's the Terra. If Icicle Crash connects, I win the game. The question is, will it connect? It's 90% accurate here. That's the question. Chen Pao is the fastest because they didn't double their speed. Let's see what happens. Here's Icicle Crash. It does connect. That's the end of the Sneasler. Sorry, Sneasler. Let's see what they go for here. Heavy Slam comes out, so I am giving them a defense boost. This is not going to do very much damage. Huh? Where'd their health go? Hello? They go for a Body Press, plus one, Terra Fighting. How much is this doing into Zamazenta with the Sword of Ruin? Not very much. Rain ends, and I think this is going to be another 4-0 victory. Icicle Crash connects. That's the world champ difference. I haven't missed a single one. Surely that won't ever change. Surely I am not going to end up regretting saying that later. But yeah, got to conserve some of the world champ difference. Go back to regular mode. That's going to be a win. We are now 2 wins and 0 losses, both against Kyogre teams, which I think is not the easiest matchup. Icky. Fluttermane, Tornadus. Okay, so... Fluttermane, Fake Tears, Fluttermane. Huh? What's the Tornadus move? Scary Face, Bleakwind, Sunny Day, Tailwind. Booster, Speed. Yeah, that's probably to be expected.
Huh?
Huh? Huh? Yeah! No! Yeah! Wait, why did they... I could have just KO'd the Torn. I'm shocked they let me do this. Oh, I don't do any damage. Unless I go into... Wait, so if I go into Chen Pao, then I might be able to KO the Torn this turn, but then what happens? They go into Trapajos, and then what happens? I'm just going to go into Chen Pao. I'll figure it out later. Yeah, I needed to sort of ruin there, most likely. Okay, that's the end of Torn, which is good, but if I KO'd Flutterman, this game would be over, I think. So I got to think about that, because the Fake Tears is threatening. The Pokemon coming in here is definitely Trapajos. I don't know the characters for Trapagos. Yeah, I was right. Behold, the turtle! Turtle. Okay, now it's Big Turtle. Because I can give up the boost on Zamazenta. I also have Wide Guard in the back, so once Fluttermane goes down, this game just becomes over. I think they're more likely to go for Terra here, and then... Oh, no Terra. Maybe they're just going for regular Icy Wind and Terra Stress Storm? Icy Wind? They're playing really well. Does Raichu tank this? I think I'm going to tank this. Raichu's good. Oh, Earth Power! Huh? Huh? No, they have to switch here. Wait, they actually have to switch. I'm just going to nuzzle whatever comes in. Because being locked into Earth Power when I can tear to grass, and I have Fake Out Pressure, and I have Body Press Pressure. Body Pressure? Body Pressure? Body Presser? Body Presser? The Body Presser is Body Pressure. Okay, for a second I thought it was Fluttermane. Okay. Yeah, I can still make some predictions. Unless it's Volt. Boltungus. Ooh, Urshifu! Moonblast, okay. Does this game's looking pretty nice for Mr. Wolfie over here, is what I'm gonna say. There's Heavy Slam, this should take out the Flutter. So, is it possible for me to still, like, I have so many options here to win this game. My Raichu's at minus one speed, right, because I took an Icy Wind? So I'm slower than the Terrapagos. So it might seem weird to switch out here, but I need to get I'll lose the defense boost, but I will also reset, which is good. Reset my speed drop, because I need to preserve my Zamazenta. So here's the Terra. Most likely this is just Terra Star Storm, which is great. We actually would like to lose both Pokemon this turn, ideally. If we only lose one, it's kind of worse, I think. Although it's probably still okay, realistically. Terra Star Storm, so it is faster than the minus one Raichu. That's not surprising. My Raichu's not that fast. This is going to be the end of Raichu. We really don't want to see a para here, because if they para, then Chen Pao will survive. We really want Chen Pao to go down here. Because I don't think that Urshifu is going to tank a Body Press from this range. Okay, great. That's actually so good. That's the end of Chen Pao. This game is now over. Losing a Pokemon there means that I win the game, because I still have Pelipper in the back, and this is one of the strengths of Pelipper, is that it's really good against Choice Specs Terrapagos specifically. They've locked into Terra Star Storm, which is a spread move, and that means that they, because they're Choice Specs, they can't switch moves, and that means that Wideguard now has locked down their restricted Pokemon, and because I landed the para on Urshifu, even without the para, it's probably fine, but yeah, like, they don't even have a chance to get rid of Pelipper here. I don't even need my Terra in the end. There's Wideguard. They don't have any way of getting around this. And here's Body Press. That animation is really funny. I don't think I ever realized that, like, it looks like that. Like, all four legs going out at the same time. Here's the Choice Specs. Terra Star Storm. By Terrastalizing, it turns into a spread move, and that means that it can never get around Wide Guard. So this is one of the advantages of Pelipper. Like, yes, it's good against Sun, but with Wide Guard is just so good in general. I'm curious how much this is going to do. I hope they don't forfeit, because I would love to see how much this does, because I'm actually just not familiar. If they forfeited, yeah, I would have liked to know. That's okay. It was tactical for them to forfeit. It was a good play. Because they probably know better than I do. That's not Terrapagos. Okay, Seralege and Tornadus in the lead. Alright. Does Torn have Taunt? This is bulk up Seralege, so it can start boosting its offenses pretty effectively. The thing is that this Torn is kind of a sitting duck. To me it feels risky to give Zamazenta boost, because my plan eventually is to kill the Seralege with Pelipper anyway, and the Tornadus can't protect itself, so it's actually kind of a sitting duck. Here's Sunny Day. Interesting. They probably expected Pelipper to come in here. By the way, one of the advantages of Volt Switch, which we're about to see, is Nuzzle, is that it moves after Torn. So if I'd gone for Volt Switch, I would have been in a huge advantage here. Seralege now only has a 75% chance to attack, but here's Iron Defense coming out. So even though this is super effective, like, if it's going for Bitter Blade, it's not like... Oh, Raichu, I have missed you. How I have missed you, my friend. All right, let's get rid of this Torn. Because the thing is, yeah, you can set Tailwind up, but because of the paralysis, Seralege is still going to move after Raichu. And what that means is that with Volt Switch coming out here, you have just lost the weather.
Huh?
You think possibly body press KOs? It's so tanky. I think it'll KO. What? Is it not going to KO? No. Don't be silly. Here's Pelly. Plus three body press is going to KO. Trust me. Trust me. Yeah, because I was able to switch mid-turn. I mean, yeah, they have Tailwind up, but because of the paralysis, they're still slow. Plus three body press isn't enough. Oh my god, resisted hit who? Don't know him. Bye-bye, Tornadus. You have just lost. Congratulations! You are the 1,000th participant. You have just lost the weather war. Here's a big super effective hit. 20 damage, super effective damage. Oh, but it heals. Okay, I mean, I do need to be careful, because if Pelipper goes down, I will lose to the Seralege, probably. Though I do still have Chen Pao as insurance. Let's see, that's probably, Terrapagos, right? So... what are my options here? I could Terra to grass. That's an option. To take the Earth Power better. I could actually Terra here. They have Dark Pulse. They don't have Hyper Beam. They have Sleep Talk as the last move. I don't think anything they go for barring Earth Power will KO Raichu, and I don't think that will KO either. So this makes their lives kind of difficult. Here's the Terra. So they're going to overwrite the rain. That's kind of clever, I think, because... yeah, they're going to overwrite the rain, but now they can't do that later. Now I really have won the Weather War. This is turn two of Tailwind, right? Yeah, should be. Be here is protect from Zama, protect from Seralege, okay? Interesting. What are they going for? Earth power? Starstorm? Earth power again. Bad luck. Bad luck, friend. Okay, so if it's anything other than... I'm just going to body press, because if it's Fluttermane in the back, then I'll deal with that later. Yeah, so I can deal with that later if it's Flutter. Yep. Oh, Terrapagos, I'm so sorry. Bye-bye. 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 Okay, well, now all I really need to do is deal with the Urshifu, assuming it's Urshifu is the last. They can go for a Bulk Up or a Bitter Blade here. They go for Bulk Up, but the thing is that eventually they're going to run into Pelipper. They already Terra'd. Like, it's not going to be pretty. They're also weak to Chen Pao as well, it's worth noting. That one's still up, right? The last turn. Flutter is the last. Okay, but I predicted them last game, so they didn't want to go for it. Okay, so here, what do I want to do? It's the last turn of whatever. AC Wind, okay, that could let Cerulege outspeed either of my Pokemon because of the Tailwind, but I don't think that actually helps them unless they get a critical hit on Zamazenta, which would they need to outspeed Raichu in order for that to happen.
Nope.
Oh, I love Raichu so much, it's so good, Nuzzle's so broken. What you have to understand is that people don't understand how broken Paralysis is anymore because they nerfed it a lot and made it way harder to get up. But for those of us who played back in, like, 2011, 2012, and, like, Black and White on the pre-nerf Paralysis, we know how broken it is to just paralyze a Pokemon and then play a long game, because there will be games where they just can't attack. And people can't really do that anymore, because Thunder Wave was nerfed so much, like, it's not 100% accurate, it doesn't, like, Prankster doesn't work on dark types, but Nuzzle works on everything except for electric and ground types, and so, yeah, I'm able to just kind of freely spam it. So, yeah, this is a pretty dominant game, to be honest, but that's just the power of, I mean, Raichu just took over here. I had Fake Out Pressure, I had Nuzzle. Yeah, GG. I mean, I don't think it was such an easy matchup for me, but yeah, like, Raichu was really, really good. Zamazenta was good, too. I mean, you just see the value out of paralyzing an opponent and then, yeah, smacking them with Zama. Okay, interesting. So, that's not what I was expecting. I'm actually really surprised they went for this. Net? I mean, I'm still kind of in trouble, no? So, what's in the back is the question. Because I'm not out of the woods yet by any means. Like, I can go into Raichu here. The problem is that, I probably go down to an Earth Power, right? So, but I don't really want to Terra here either. I'm going to Fake Out. Because they haven't confirmed. This is probably, Frigg. The thing is, I just couldn't get, yeah, it is Frigg. I still felt like it was worth it to call them on it and to force them to show me. Fake Out. The thing is that I actually should take an Earth Power. I'm surprised they went for that, to be honest. Yeah. Because I could have Terra'd and probably just won the game, but now I'm actually in pretty bad shape. The thing is, though, if their last Pokemon is Miraidon, they don't actually have a good way through Raichu, because they brought three Pokemon that kind of struggle with the Raichu. So this is Terra Ground Frigg, right? Iron Hands. They didn't bring, Oh, I can't. I forgot about the Terra. I forgot about Terra Ground stopping. What's it called? Yeah, like, nice play. So here, this is going to be pretty tough at this point, because I don't actually have a good way to get through anything. Is it close combat? Fake Out. Play. Yikes. Okay, cool. So, oh, they didn't go for Trick Room. Huh? What? Huh? I'm Assault Vest! That's not gonna work! Okay, so now, I mean, now I'm back in this because they didn't go for Trick Room. Yeah, because the thing about Raichu is that damaging it, but not KOing it is very dangerous. I think that these Pokemon are probably pretty slow. It looks to me like Frigurav attacked after Zamazenta, so it's possible Iron Hands is faster. You see, here's the Raichu going
for- Huh?
Are we speed tying? What? Wait, huh? Wait, I actually don't understand. I actually don't understand how that happened. Hold on. Wait, I don't understand how that happened. Didn't Frigg... Huh? I don't understand. What did I do wrong? How do I win this? Okay. If I deal with the Iron Hands, I win, right? So the nice thing is that I do have two... There's good news and there's bad news, basically. They have Clear Amulet Iron Hands, which stinks. They don't switch. If I hit Icicle Crash and it KOs, I should win this. I maybe should have doubled the Frigurav. But this gives me a way back in, even if... You know what? Maybe what I should have done here is actually... No, because there's Terra Ground. Yeah, and they have Foul Play, so I can't even Terra to go. So yeah, I was just thinking of, like, I should maybe have Terra Instant here. I hit. Okay, that should probably win me the game, realistically. Yeah, Frigurav goes down. That's the weakness of ground typing, is that... yeah, you become weak to ice. So even though this game was kind of spooky, I mean, we're not in such bad shape, right? They do survive, okay. The thing is, though... Ah, they call it right, too. Shoot. Wait, hang on. This game actually is not over. Wait, I thought I won, but actually, if I miss, I could lose, right? What's better here? Because I'll go down to two... They're going to heavy slam me, right? I'm going to throw a chop. Yeah, it might have been a mistake, but... Maybe I should go after the Iron Hands in hindsight. It depends on Bleakwind stuff here, right? They have a 70% chance to hit and then a 30% chance to drop. They hit, it's will 2-hit KO me. That's not good. If they drop...
Oh, no.
I lost. Oh, man, that sucks. Okay, I lose.
Bruh.
They're slow as heck! They've got no speed! Oh my god, I won! Oh my god. We'll take it, we'll take it, we'll take it. That's some of the world champ difference. That's my hat saying, hey, turn me around, man. Same lead, okay. Alrighty. Like, they have to hit my Zamazenta with... Oh. That could be Terra Normal Blood Moon. Ooh, that's Terra Normal Blood Moon. They're just attacking. What are they going for? I mean, they're probably going for Hyper Voice or Blood Moon, right? Maybe they're predicting the Terra to grass? Elwyn comes out, so that's double speed for the next several turns. If it's Hyper Voice, it won't take that much damage. And if it's... Oh, it's Hyper Voice. Well, Chen Pao will survive this. And even if Icicle Crash misses, which it could... I mean, Zamazenta's so healthy. And the thing is that if they... No matter what's in the back, as long as they lose Ursa Luna this turn, which is what's happening... Does this hit? Oh my god. I have never missed an Icicle Crash while wearing this hat. Tornadus goes down. I'm going to get double KOs in turn one. And like, yeah, you're going to get the speed advantage, but how much does it actually matter? They've already Terra'd, so even if they have, like, Discharge in the back, they can't actually get through my Raichu with Miraidon. They don't have a restricted Pokemon this game, and if they do, it's actually worse for them. No Terra, all they did was bring Chen Pao down to Sash and get Tailwind up. We are in immaculate position. Iron Hands, it's gotta be Ferrigarath. Gotta be Ferrigarath again. Okay, it is Ferrigarath. But how would one win this, is the question. Chen Pao is valuable, but I think that, like, what I don't want to have happen is fake out Trick Room this turn and then suddenly be kind of out of position. You know? Especially because if Chen Pao goes down, then Zamazenta becomes tankier. And with plus 3 defense, like, Zamazenta is just going to be a menace, I think. Oh, no! Throat Drop KOs Ferrigarath, can't even miss! What's happening next? Iron Defense, Zamazenta is faster than Iron Hands. Plus 3 defense, Zamazenta... What is the Iron Hand is going to go for here? It is close combat. Is it going to get a critical hit? No, even with the Sword of Ruin reducing the defense. Manopharia? I don't know. GG, okay. Zamazenta takes another win. They didn't even bring the restricted Pokemon because of Raichu. That's crazy. Zamazenta Chen Pao against Zamazenta Insin. Okay. So let's see whose abilities activate first here. First is Sword of Ruin. They're shiny. Ooh. Shiny. Their Zamazenta's faster than mine. Okay. So their Chen Pao's at, neutral, right? So, they just protect from Zamazenta. It was a little risky, though, to be honest. They crash into Insin, actually. Okay, so I thought I was going to take a fair bit of damage, but I don't take any. And I got a Body Press down into Chen Pao. So, I mean, here... I have some options, honestly. Okay, they stay in. So basically here, as long as I don't flinch from Icicle Crash, which I think is somewhat... It's, like, not super likely they'll flinch. They're not Terastalizing, so I guess because they're faster, they didn't feel pressured, too. The thing is that Goldango is just such a safe switch here. They probably have Moltres in the back, so I gotta watch out for that. But it's also, like, I have Chen Pao, right? So I'm not in so much danger. Sacred Sword into Goldango. Yep, they're trying to deal with the Zamazenta. That's really good, because Incineroar basically gets off for free. Body Press comes out here, and now they're Zamazenta is just in huge trouble. Because I connected Will-O-Wisp. Yeah, so this is the advantage of Ghost-type Pokemon. They don't have Incineroar on their team, so they don't have the ability to do this, but, I mean, I do. Oh, they switched the other Mon. I actually expected Zamazenta to switch here. Here's Moltres. Okay, so I Parting Shot of the wrong Mon, it looks like. So I wanted the damage on the I wanted the Parting Shot on the Moltres. A Heavy Slam Instant. It's not doing that much damage. Oh, it's Shiny Moltres looks so cool. Not very much damage. Ah, it's not nothing either. Oh, because I crit. Okay. So, let's see. It's good to get Insin off the field. I can pressure a Terra here if I want with Goldango. They are still plus one defense, so I gotta watch out.
And I have Goldango on the field. So actually, I mean, I need to get rid of this Moltres in order to win, right? That's the plan. So what I'll do is I'll actually switch to Zamazenta here. And, oh, interesting. They switch out. Okay. We haven't seen the last Mon yet. It is, okay, Chenpao coming in here. Good to get another thing down here. Hey. Body press. So, I mean, I really need to get rid of this Chenpao, right? That's the hope, is get rid of Chenpao, set up an iron defense somehow, and then go from there. This is probably Terra Ghost on the Chenpao, which is really good for me. Yeah, they're gambling on me going for fake out or body press, maybe both, but I'm not going for either because I was obviously trying to cover this. The reason this is such a big deal is now Moltres can't terrestrialize, and I still have, Chenpao. So, yeah. Sacred Sword comes out. It's going to be doing super effective damage, but, I mean, it is a fair bit, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, in exchange for your Terra, I don't think it's actually that valuable here. Yeah. Because now, once Moltres goes down, I think Goldango is pretty likely to just win this game on its own, because the Zamazenta has at least three drops, I think, because there's two Intimidates and a Parting Shot, and the burn is also adding up. Like, in these longer, slower games, like, yeah, this kind of chip damage will add up pretty quickly. Gastrodon comes in. Okay, interesting. So this Gastrodon is Citrus Berry. Okay, nice Protect. Heavy Slam into Incin. Yeah, I mean, they got the call right, but they're just so far behind, is it the thing? I guess I do have a lot of ground weaknesses here. Their only damage moves are Earth Power and Clear Smog, by the way, so the Body Press makes sense. This is probably Earth Power into Goldango. Maybe I should have Parting Shot it, actually. I thought they'd go after Incin here. Yeah, unfortunate. Well, it doesn't actually do that much. Hold on a second. This is obviously a defensive Gastrodon. Okay, they switch. That's okay, though, because... yeah, maybe I should have doubled the slots. It's not so okay. I mean, it's like not awful, but it's not terrible. Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, actually. I didn't really think this through fully, did I? So actually, the critical hit earlier might end up hurting me if I give it the Berserk boost here, because I'd like to avoid doing that if possible. The Berserk boost is annoying. Special defense drop is fine. Special attack boost is bad. No, actually, this isn't over yet, right? Like, I could still lose this, even though I have a huge lead. It was a really good play. I should have probably doubled Zamazenta, but yeah, they got me. I don't think Fiery Wrath plus Earth Power will KO me. I'm pretty sure. Even at plus one. The question is, will Fiery Wrath plus Earth Power plus Sucker Punch pick up the KO? Wait, I might have messed this up. Hold on. I actually might have just messed this up. I think I messed this up. I don't think this is the right move either. I think they want to go for Sucker Punch here, but I could be wrong. Okay, alright, cool. I'm the goat, baby. This damage is really important. The special defense drop comes in clutch as Megarine does a lot more now. Nice. Crit the Gastrodon this time. This Goldango is popping off. Earth Power comes out. I should tank this because I'm pretty bulky.
Bruh.
Whew, yeah. I don't think this will KO with Shadow Ball, but I think it will do a lot. The Gastrodon, does it ever cover? Oh, yeah. It's actually kind of close, right? The Pokemon that can win this for me is Incineroar in the end. Because Incineroar still has health left, right? As long as Incineroar makes it to the end game, I'm like, I have such a lead. How much health does it have left? How much health does it have left? It's not going to go down to this, is it? It's not going to go down. I should have made it rain. Are they wide guarding? Okay. Then I made the right play in theory. I lost. Oh my god. They all have 1 HP left, but I can't win. This was the wrong play. Almost definitely. I think I tank a Fire Wrath, honestly. Hey, I got that part right. I think I tank a Fire Wrath. Moltres is not that strong. Oh, a Hurricane? I'm not so sure about that. No confuse? Okay, I got rid of the Moltres. So now, how is a wolf to win this game? I think I can win. How many turns of burn are needed before this thing goes down? This Gastrodon doesn't have any recovery, so I'm good on that front. Oh wait, can I just knock off body press? This is difficult. I think I switch protect, try and sacrifice. Okay, they forfeited. Alright, that wasn't very fun. I didn't like that. Whoa, double Zamas. Hey, it looks like strawberry yogurt.
What am I, Chapel Rowan? Because I didn't quite think this through, baby! Oh boy.
This is very risky. I'm giving up Incineroar turn one here. which is probably not the right thing to do, but it's what I'm doing. I didn't fully think this through. I'm basically banking on... Yeah, I didn't fully think this through, but it might be okay. I was hoping they would... I just hope they don't go for body press into instant here. Yeah. I didn't fully think it through. It's okay. Like, it's kind of bad, but it's also okay. So I get a defense... I get two defense boosts up here, right? Okay, they protect Zamazenta. So I think it will go down here, unless they're like... Protected both. What were they thinking? They just gave me a boost for free. Okay. That's really nice. I don't think I want to go for a second nasty plot here because they need Chen Pao to be in the back. If they don't have Chen Pao in the back, there's no way they can win. I wonder, this should be Gastrodon, right? Yeah. It depends on how much this does. So the problem is that it's Citrus Berry, right? Because I don't know. It really just depends. Like, I'm hitting it with two very powerful moves. Heavy Slam comes out. That's a critical hit. You gotta be kidding me. That did infinite damage. Oh man, that stinks. I need one of my moves to crit. Ooh, that did a lot. It's gonna be at 50. Like, if I can get through this without losing the Terra, then that's awesome. But am I gonna be able to get through without losing the Terra? Or like, if I get through this with taking their Terra, it depends on how much this does. Plus two Shadow Ball. Picks up the KO, okay. No Terra from them, but the problem is that we're really not out of the woods yet. We're like actually really truly not out of the woods at all. Because Chen Pao I still have to deal with, and it can flinch me. It can do all sorts of horrible things to my poor Zamazenta. Especially that, that's why losing Incineroar was bad. Okay. So they don't have any setup, right? They crash. Oh, if I don't flinch. Oh, it doesn't do that much. If I don't flinch here. It doesn't do that much either. Okay, no flinching! That's the world champ difference, baby! Body Press brings Chen Pao down to 1 HP! But that 1 HP is not going to last for long as my next move comes out. It's Goldango's Make It Rain. Big damage to Zamazenta. More importantly, KOs the Chen Pao. Whew, Iron Defense Zamazenta is just so tanky. And this is the investment of Terra Grass. I basically was banking on being able to, yeah, somehow win this game with Terra Grass Zamazenta. And, I mean, with Chen Pao down, and the last Pokemon's got to be Moltres. That's right. Here comes Galarian Moltres. I don't think there's any way I can still lose this. Hurricane stuff, like, they can't flinch me very easily. They could get body press crit. Because as long as one of my Pokemon makes it through this turn, then and Chen Pao hits an Icicle Crash, they're faster.
Bruh.
That sucks. Maybe they're hurricaning. They might be hurricaning. If they hurricane, I can still win this. If it's fire at them, it's doomed.
Oh no.
That sucks. And you know what? That critical hit Heavy Slam actually might have mattered. Alright, well. I do get the one shot. Okay, here's how I can still win this. Icicle Crash, flinch, Icicle Crash, flinch, Icicle Crash, flinch. Critical hit, shake my hand. Okay, just 7 more of those. Alright, just 10 more of these. Okay? Why am I getting this luck now? I needed the not crit. I hit again, 3, 4 in a row. Okay, 7 more. What is going on? Wait, if I get critical hit flinch, then I can win. Dang. Oh, I'm so unlucky. Well, I guess I can't really complain. Okay, game 3. Hey. I wish I was faster. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I need to slow down and think through my moves a little bit more as well. I need to hit this Will-O-Wisp. Okay, no Protect from Zamazenta. That's great. They're body pressing for sure. Yep, into which one? Instant again. Okay, so I could have made a harder read and just won the game. Okay, I hit Will-O-Wisp though. That's excellent. It's really, really big. It's probably Yawn here. Yeah, it is Yawn. Okay. Oh, interesting. This is probably Gastrodon. Yeah, this has got to be Gastrodon, right? Okay, I don't mind just getting rid of the Terra right away. The thing is that I couldn't have doubled this slot because of the Citrus Berry, so it wasn't really that good for me to body press it right away. I wanted to get rid of it first. Because body press does a fair bit of damage. I'm not going to be able to win this game with Zamazenta on its own, but I don't think I'm going to need to, because I have a pretty major damage lead here. We both Terra'd, but I would say that my Terra is a bit more valuable. It should be knockoff, or should be Yawn here. The Earth Powered, that was very risky, in my opinion. I don't really agree with that play. But I mean, it worked for them, so I guess I really can't criticize. Let's see here. They're probably just going to hard read this, is my guess, though they don't necessarily need to. Yeah, okay, they got it again. How are they hard reading all these moves? Did they crit me out? Oh my god! They've actually gotten so lucky with that. It's actually kind of nuts. Okay. Well, there's no need to get tilted. I don't think I go down to this. Yeah, I should arrive. I could have knockoffed here, but I wanted to get the switch out. Oh, it actually... Okay. A knockoff might not even have gotten it, to be honest. Yeah, I have to go Goldengo. Even if I take a super effective Earth Power, it's still the right move. Okay, let's take this out. That's actually okay for me, I think. They've already Terra'd. Hang on. Okay, let me think this through. Protect, right? And Shedable? Because they're minus one on the Gastrodon. We want to see Gastrodon Protect here. This is really close. I did lose my Mon first, my Restricted Mon. I got it wrong. Yeah, the problem here is that they... Okay. Basically, the problem is that my Goldengo took damage, and they got that crit. Oh, they doubled. Okay, it actually, it's okay. It's not great, but it's not awful. Terastalize. They have to go into Chen Pao here, because the last is Moltres. And then, what does that open up? The problem is that I need Goldengo to hit this thing to get it down to Sash, and then hopefully just clean up with Chen Pao of my own. So I'll go for Make It... I think I like this. Yeah, because I thought... I wanted to Icicle Crash that slot, but... I thought that, yeah, maybe it wouldn't work. They sucker. I should survive. I'm very bulky on Goldengo, so that actually is the main reason why I'm still in this game. Some good damage down. Getting rid of Chen to Power there is a huge, huge deal. A really, really big deal there. We're not out of the woods yet, though. I mean, we have an advantage, but like the thing is that Icicle Crash can miss. And if Icicle Crash misses, this Moltres can tear through the rest of my team with Hurricane and U-Turn. So I need to be careful about how I approach the rest of this game. I get fake out pressure, which lets me play a little bit more careful, like a little less carefully, I guess. All I need to do is get rid of this Moltres and I win the game. Probably. They go for Hurricane, but they go into the Chen Pao, so I get another attack off. Is this enough to KO the Gastrodon? If I get Gastrodon here, I'm in great shape. Oh, I do! Okay! Hang on. We should be able to win this pretty safely, I think. Gastrodon goes down, Goldengo takes another KO. That's Goldengo's third KO of the match, I think. If I miss is where things start to get a little trickier. I don't want to go for Throat Chops here because I don't want to open myself up to Berserk. I hit Icicle Crash and I win the set. Okay, that was really difficult. They played really well and the tools were actually pretty difficult. But yeah, in the end we were able to win. And thanks to Incineroar and also Goldengo. So even though they haven't done much so far, it was specifically for this matchup that I felt like I needed them. And I think they proved that they were definitely good additions here. Oh man, that was close. Gee, Flutterman. This is what I expected, but is that good, is the question. So I can do a couple things here, right? I can fake out an attack, because they probably aren't going to make a crazy defensive play here. Like, even with the Beads of Ruin, I probably shouldn't take that much damage from Dazzling Gleam. Christopher Yusef flinches. That actually does a fair bit of damage, too. But they are timid. That's good to know. There's Throat Chop. All right. I'm probably going to be at a Pokemon deficit pretty early, but it might be possible to still win despite that. Heat Wave, they hit both. Okay, I thought I was going to get a miss. Yeah, because if I hadn't done that, then I was actually susceptible to Moonblast stuff. So, yeah, but the thing is that Chi is scarfed into... Oh, wait, I should take out the scarf. Hang on. Maybe I should have not done this. Maybe I should have Parting Shotted. Good damage. Does the Torn of Taunt? It does not. So actually, Terrapagos. Okay. So, I mean, here... I have no idea if they're timid or modest on the Christopher Yusef is the thing. I would like to bait out a Terra this turn because I'm threatening a KO on both. I'm threatening a KO on Chiyu, and I don't think that they want that. Okay, I got the Terra. This is what I was looking for. It could be either Mon here. They can go with Chiyu to try and... Okay, yeah, perfect. Basically what this does is it allows them to... It allows them to get around a body press play, but I scouted it out. The thing is that I don't know what nature the Chiyu is, so it's possible that it outspeeds my Zamazenta, but with Scarf, I don't think it's super likely to be plus speed. They go for Overheat into Zamazenta. My Incineroar is going down here, almost certainly. Let's see what they lock into, actually. Terra Star Storm, okay. Alright, that's the end of Incineroar, but Incineroar's done its job here. It might not look it, but just by staying on the field with this extra turn and hiding my final Pokemon, it's actually given me a huge advantage here, in that I can now bring Pelipper in after they've already Terastalized. So... I'll bring Pelly in. I'll activate the rain. This will protect Zamazenta from overheat, which I think I'll survive. And I'll go for Heavy Slam into Chiyu, who can't protect itself. And I'm actually going to Terra to Ghost here. I should have Hurricane. Hurricane was better. I should have hurricaned. I had the play and I messed it up. It has protect. Okay. I messed up really badly. It's probably still okay. It's just not good. Hurricane would have won me this game, and I went for Weatherball. I didn't think about what was likely in the back, you know? Which is my bad. Anyway, I'm currently immune to, whatever that move is called. Oh man, I did too much damage. Ah, if this was Hurricane, the game would be over. Okay, it's fine. It was like a really preventable mistake to avoid, you know? But I have a Steel type. The good news is I have a Steel type and a Ghost type here, and so, it would have even been better to break the shell in this case, but it's fine. I think I can still win this. Yeah, I'm immune. So they're basically forced, to deal with my Pelipper now. If I'd taken the KO that turn, the game would have been over, but it's fine. The Zamoongus is the best Pokemon they could have here without fail, but the thing is that they still, like, this is the weakness of choice items, and that, yeah, you're forced to switch out to reset the item here, and so, if they Rage Powder in this turn, they're gonna lose Zamoongus, and if they don't Rage Powder, they're gonna lose Chiyu. They protect. Okay, cool. I don't think Terapagos has a move that can KO. I don't think Terapagos has a move because it doesn't have Dark Pulse, so I don't think it has a move that can actually one hit KO the that can actually KO my Pelipper in one hit, which is what it needs to do here. So, despite being like having made a mistake, I think I'm still in good position. And that's the knockoff from Incineroar, by the way. It's the removal of the Choice Scarf that actually ultimately ends up giving me the edge here. So I'm going to go for Heavy Slam in case they redirect it, and I'm going to Hurricane into Amoongus. Where this could get tricky is with a Double Protect. Okay, they don't get the Double. Zamazenta moves first. Doesn't get the KO. Hurricane, it's slow Terapagos. Okay. As long as Zamazenta makes it through this turn, we'll win. If Zamazenta doesn't go down to Choice Specs or Earth Power, which I think it will survive, Earth Power comes out. Zamazenta, did you hang on? Not even a critical hit would have done it. Zamazenta is so good, and now it's also good to know that their Terapagos is slow. Protect from Zamazenta. This is just to break the Terra Shell, so I can Body Press for the KO. Here's Hurricane. I'm using it for an increased chance of confusion rather than a little bit of extra damage. Here we go. Okay, not very effective. Earth Power into Pelipper. How much does this do? Not enough either. And now Body Press Weather Ball will close out this game. So it was tough. But we won game one. The question is, can we do it again? Because we kind of got the turn one correct, and if they just Terra Ghosted right away, we might have been in some trouble. So, I don't know if we can lead with those Pokemon again, because being on the back foot right away kind of sucked. So, yeah. I think it's kind of difficult, actually. This is what I was afraid of. So I could just make the same play again, a fake out the Chiyu and throat chop the Fluttermane to get it down to break the Sash. Okay, so actually, they don't Terra, but I do get some good damage down. This is actually pretty good. The question is Fake Out Sucker KO? The Fake Out did so much last game that I thought that this might get it. I think that might get it. They just stayed in. That's pretty nuts. I think that's a crazy play to make, personally. The Heat Wave, okay. Because if Chiyu goes down, I mean, the rest of this game becomes a lot easier. Maybe they'll miss the hit. Okay.
That's right.
It's about, what is that, 50, no, 42 damage? This is 70, so I can take another one from either Mon. Okay. I can easily take another one from Mon here. Brings him down to Sash. Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll miss Heat Wave Copium. As long as they don't burn, I'm alright. I think. Yeah. I think that's no burn. Is it Sash first and then burn? That is unbelievably unfortunate. I can't believe that just happened. I'm actually in disbelief. Okay, well, that's gonna, they called me right two turns in a row, they got the burn, and they hit double Heat Wave. Okay, well, this is really bad, as in, like, I'm probably gonna lose now. Okay, yeah, they Moonblast, that makes sense. Sorry, Incineroar, you did a good job, but I can't save you. I should be faster than this Chiyu. It's very unlikely that they're timid nature. Okay, I am faster, so I'm down 2 against 3, which is obviously very bad. But it's not the end of the world either. Like, they have Terapagos, right? Tornadus? Huh. Tornadus can never damage Pelipper, so we are actually still in this. What I need to do here is what? Protect from Torn. They're gonna protect with both here. Yeah, nice play. So, can I still win this? Pelipper protects. Yeah, nice play. Stalling out rain, stalling out thing. The question is, does Terra Fairy Moonblast? I mean, the thing is, if they lock into Terra Fairy Moonblast, okay, no Terra. Alrighty, this is probably Bleak One Storm and Moonblast. Moonblast, I need Pelly to survive this. Just barely. Liquid Storm comes out. That's Tornadus's only means of doing damage. The only one it has. So, and it doesn't have taunt, so it can't stop Wide Guard. So we're in a 2v2 situation with our restricted Pokemon and... Oh, I see a way to win this. Wait, if they lock into Star Storm, I go body press, look at the KO. Mr. Rapid goes, hang on a second, wait a second. If they lock into, so I can Terra either Mon here, right? Here we go. They don't Terra, that's the right move, because otherwise they take super effective body press instead of not very effective body press. They're gonna go for a Bleak Wind Storm, it's the right move. Blocked by Wide Guard. Wide Guard, unlike Protect, can be used as many times consecutively as you'd like. Well, first, it's body press, not very effective thanks to the Terra Shell here. Type matchups get distorted, but here we go. Still a good chunk of damage. Terra Star Storm into Pelipper, okay. Hold on a second. Pelipper goes down. I could have Terra Ghosted to avoid that, but it was less safe. Because now they're forced to go for Tailwind and Terra Star Storm. And the question is, how much does Choice Spec single target Terra Stellar, Terra Star Storm do to Zamazenta? Here comes the Terra. How much is it going to do? This is Choice Spec's boosted single target, and it's a Stellar type move. So it is quite powerful. I don't think that Terapagos can take a body press from here, though I could be wrong, but I don't think it can. Here's the Stellar Terra removing the rain. That actually hurts the Tornadus, if you can believe it. Tailwind comes out. That's four turns I have to get through with my opponent having the speed advantage, including this one. Terra Stellar, Terra Star Storm, Choice Specs boosted, can't be resisted. How much is it going to do? Is it going to do over 60, over 70? Is it going to critical hit? Zamazenta takes that like a champ, and as long as Body Press KOs will win, Body Press picks up the KO, and I don't think there's anything Tornadus can do to win this one. Terapagos goes down, and it's a 1v1 of two legendary Pokemon, but Zamazenta has an enormous advantage. Technically, best play is for me to protect here, because it stalls out Tailwind turns, and I only have to take one Bleakwind then. Just protect. See if they go for Rain Dance, that's the way they can punish this play.
Oh no!
They do, okay, hang on, I should have Heavy Slammed. Here's Bleakwind. I don't resist it. I don't resist it! I don't resist... I don't resist it.
I forgot.
And they can't miss. I think I'm faster, Copium. I forgot that I'm not fairy steel type. They're faster. I lost. Oh my god, I thought I had it. I thought I had a safe win because I forgot that world champ difference, baby. Okay, same leads again for the third time. Okay, no protect this time, so this is going worse than the last game, but I'm still doing alright. Here's Throat Chop. Doesn't do that much damage at the end of the day, does it? Wait, that crit me! Ah! This'll kill.
Oh no!
I lost. I actually lost. That's crazy. I can't believe that! I cannot believe that! That's crazy! Okay, well, this is not good. I lost. I can't believe I lost to this. That's nuts. This Chiyu's lived on 1 HP multiple games. That's actually crazy. I can't even believe my eyes. No Terra. I guess that makes sense. They probably don't need it to KO Pelly because it's freaking Pelipper over here. Miss. They hit again, okay? So much damage.
Bruh.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out.
That's crazy. This is a crazy... The good thing is it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter. I'm already in top cut. Maybe I don't get a buy because I lost this one, but like, yeah, it's all good. It really doesn't matter. Yeah. Yeah, nice play. Unless they click... If they click Dazzling Gleam, I can win. Copium. Smokium. Mojium. Z Wave. It was a hard matchup, and I think I had game two. I just, like, forgot. And also, yeah, I got pretty unlucky overall, I would say, as Moonblast. Oh, wait, I don't resist Fairy. It could have just killed my Gazama. Yeah, I don't love this. Thanks, Pelipper. You did pretty good. I can't blame Pelipper here. But yeah, having zero Heat Wave misses but two Heat Wave burns in crucial moments is, I think, pretty nuts, to be honest. But also, I mean, I didn't have a great, like, lead here, right? Like, I think it's a weakness of the team that I didn't, like, really have a way. This is actually a weakness of my team, is that I don't have speed control options, right, beyond Raichu. So when Pokemon are faster, And Sash Fluttermane, because I don't have anything faster than it. Like, if I had Scarf Urshifu, for example, this whole thing would be different. Yeah, I guess we sold too many World Champ Difference hats. I'm running out. I'm running low. I gotta replenish. Horn comes in. Yeah, I mean, rain is up, so I can't even... I can't believe how it all went at once, you know? I didn't miss a single heat wave. Oh, I lived. I'm the goat.
Huh?
It's a speed tie! It's a speed tie! I could have won game two if I didn't lose the speed tie! Okay, you know what? It happens. It happens. It happens. I could play better, too. I'd have to think through the matchup more. It was a hard matchup, and it happens. It's all good. Let me say GG's. GG's. Oh, I was worried about this lead specifically. I was like, I hope they don't lead this specifically, but they led this specifically. Why did Zamazenta look shiny for a second, huh? Okay, behold, the rat. Behold, my shield. Okay. Bolt! Raging Bingus! What are you doing here? I haven't heard that name in 30 years. Protosynthesis? I hardly know her. Okay, Zamazenta switching out here into Smelliper! I don't think Pelipper takes a Draco Meteor. I'll keep it a buck. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Protosynthesis. Wing. Alright, get the paralysis down. Let's see if I get burnt. Wah, wah. Both my beloved Pokemon, they're both burnt. Oh, how dreadful. How could this happen to my beloved Pokemon? Oh, the horror. Oh, the humanity. Okay, I'm gonna click Endeavor. Oh, well, first I'm gonna watch the burn animation. Okay, Pelly switches. Whatever their last Pokemon is, they might show it here. Why do they have Rain Dance on the Torn? Oh, they stayed in. I didn't do anything. Huh. Did they call it? It doesn't matter. Aww. Are they gonna Draco me? Yeah, big damage. I don't know what they're doing, but they're probably Dracoing, right? I think I have to go into Chen Pao. Which kind of sucks. Oh, show me the camera. Let's go. I gotta get rid of this Volcarona somehow. Oh? Okay, I thought I just dodged it because I'm goaded, but yeah, no. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about! Alright, Zama switching. Of course, if I miss Icicle Crash here, I'm in some trouble, but I got the hat on, so I think I'm gonna hit. The thing is that the three Pokemon they can have in the back are, like, all don't like taking Icicle Crash. Okay, nice. That's the end of Raging Bolt, which is a big deal, because that was the biggest threat to Pelipper.
Pelipper?
More like Schmelipper. Am I right, ladies? Huh? I'm goaded. They missed. Yep. Okay. So, huh? Ancient Pulse. Keep that to yourself, Coridon. Huh? I just need a little bit of damage on this thing. I need a little bit of damage and a flinch. Or a para, or a miss. All three work. Yeah, that's Wolfie's magic trick, baby! Thanks for playing the game. It's definitely worth a shot to get rid of the Volk. This is going to be Terra Fire on the Coridon. The thing is, I could just still lose the Coridon, if you can even believe it. Oh, I also did activate the thing, right? I did activate, what's it called? Who knows? I activated the Sword of Ruin on the Pelipper, so I'll take more damage. Here's Throat Chop. Takes the KO. Do I get burnt? Okay, I don't get burnt. That's really important. The Raichu burn was actually good for me. This is way more important. A Collision Course into Meliper. So I get some Rocky Helmet Chip here as well, which is nice. There's a lot. I actually might lose this. Can you believe that? I'm burned! It basically comes down to... What does it come down to here? I actually might lose this. Fluttermane, what are you doing here? Is it booster energy? No, it's Sash. Sash is the worst case for me. I think that I might lose. Actually, like, unironically, I think I'm gonna lose this. Cause I don't really need my Terra for anything else, so I'll do it here. Cause I don't really have anything for Fluttermane. Okay, they don't protect. That's the important thing. Cause this way, I guarantee a Pokemon making through the turn, and unless they Shadow Ball Chen Pao... Okay, Shadow Ball Pelly. Not ideal. Oh, wait, I think they made the play that gets them back in the game, no? How much does Throat Chop do? It should do half, right? That does a lot, okay. Ah, they made the play that gets them back in the game, shoot, okay. I still have Zama, though. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll go Zama, okay? Alright, here's the plan. Oh, okay. Okay, I win. I very narrowly won. extremely narrowly won this. Man, Sash Fluttermane is actually kind of hard, no? That thing's a pain. Okay. Hey, why do I not resist fairy? My Zamazenta is bugged. It didn't resist fairy. What's going on?
Hop.
I think Raichu's gonna finish the game for us. Nice job, Raichu. Okay. Cool. Nice.
Neat.
Okay, well, that we got pretty lucky with our luck there, to be honest. Okay, here's the plan. We hit everything with Nuzzle, they never get to move again. Sound good? I'm shocked that they led Koridon here, to be honest. I'm positively shocked.
Or a Calcum Pulse.
I hardly know her. Yeah, leading Koridon's a little risky because they're already at a disadvantage in the Weather War. I have a couple options here. I had to read all that text just for it to get turned off. Huh?
Yeah.
It's fine. This was part of the plan. Well, the thing is, I have the speed advantage with Raichu. Oh, they just stayed in? Huh? 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 I'm living this. I got crit.
Lose the game off that?
Okay. Well, I probably lose off that. That's crazy. That's actually crazy. I'll say it. That's nuts. I was about to be in game winning position. That sucks. I'm really bummed about that. Okay, well. Okay, that sucks. Ugh. How could this happen to me? I'm good boy. How could this happen to me? Oh, I made the wrong play. Kind of. I'm good boy. How this happened to me? Oh, big disaster. Oh, big disaster, big disaster. I don't want to play anymore. I want to go home. I'm going to play a stupid game. Okay, Pelipper, here's the deal. You're going to one-hit KO this Volcaronia, and Chen Pao, you're going to do something too. Thunderclap is for cowards. Man, Chen Pao, you took that so well, buddy. Okay, Icicle Crash comes out. It's going to be a yippee for me.
Nope.
Stupid Raging Bolt. Oh, if I just gotten the para down, this would be so easy. Also, it lives Icicle Crash. This thing's cracked. I shouldn't have teared, I guess. Not that I really have a better option. Question is, what comes in here? Flutter. Okay. Oh. Oh. I'm calling Raging Bolt Switch. If I just Sucker Punch Switch, this game was mine. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Fine. Fine, 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 fine. Fine, fine, fine. Okay, well, that sucked. I could have actually had a way back into this, which is nuts to say, but also true. I overthought it, but also, like, I had to get this. It really didn't go in my favor, right? Pretty much anything, so. Okay, Zamazenta, here's how we can still win this one, buddy. It's probably Speed Booster Flutter, right? Okay, here's how I can still win this. Just. Ah, Pelipper, what have you done? What have we done, Pelipper? What have we done? What are we doing here? Pelipper, what's going on, buddy? Talk to me. Speed Booster? Alright, chat. What are the odds I live Terra Fire, Collision, or, Flare Blitz? What do you think? What are the odds I live Collision Course in the Sun? Who wants to take a guess? I'm gonna go ahead and say that my odds are 0.0%, baby. I did my best, and it wasn't enough. Okay. I can't believe it. Okay, it's fine. It's hard. It's a hard matchup, but I can do it. I'll do it in game 3. Trust me. Okay, I got the sash. Flutterman's gonna go for Dazzle. Oh wait, I forgot about the Dazzling Gleam chip. Yeah, it's Jover. Oh man, I'm not taking this one, folks. Uh-oh. Yeah. Alrighty, well... The crit boomed me. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I was doing really well if I got that pair off. Okay, let's see here. We want to see Koridon up front. That's unfortunate. Okay. Getting the Nuzzle down at least helps a little bit. I think if anything, they're struggle bugging here. I don't think they're going to be doing anything crazy other than that. I could have just KO'd the Volk. That's crazy. I'm really overthinking things. Draco into Raichu. Okay. Tank. I should tank another one here as well. Struggle bug. Okay. It's actually really good. The question is, which Mon do I want to get rid of here? Because they just left me with Endeavor available. I'm going to double Volk. Because I think the Raging Bolt, if it's is more likely to switch because of the special attack drop. So this should be probably Flutter. Rhydon. Oh wow, that was risky. Okay. We really don't want to get burnt here on Zamazenta. Raiju getting burnt is fine. Okay, Raiju didn't get burnt. Zama gets the KO. That's the power of Endeavor. Okay, that was very lucky. No burns there is crazy. And Raiju's still alive means that they can't very easily... Ace Flutter, okay. Should I sack Raiju here? I need this damage down. Because Chenpao might be able to clean up later to help if I do this. Yeah, Raichu's Fake Out is also useful against the Bolt later, right? There's Pelly. They're staying in with Koridon. Birdo's gone. This is still pretty up in the air. Could go either way. Okay, this is Terra Fire almost certainly, right? I wonder what they're going for. It's probably Gleam and Flare Blitz, right? But I'll take this, is the thing. And that I'm just putting myself in a position where Chenpao is going to be very difficult to handle. Here's Gleam. How much does this do? It's a fair bit to Pelipper, but otherwise not so much. Nothing so bad. Flare Blitz. It's just nothing. Oh man, I'll get burnt though. Okay. Body press. Lots of damage. Okay, nice. This big damage here. Oh, they might be going for Shadow Ball. Yeah, that's probably the end of Pelly. I don't think I'm tanking this because I'm off that bulky. Yeah, Pelly goes down here, which is a little unfortunate. I'll keep it real. Looking for a body press. It's over half. Okay. So now what? We go into Chenpao. And they're gonna go for like Dazzling Gleam plus one, right? This is, I meant to Sucker Punch, but I ran out of time. If I lose because they Thunderclap my Chenpao, then I'm gonna be feeling very silly. Cause I wanted to Sucker Punch, but I literally ran out of time. Cause I just got to the air too late. Okay, it's into Zama. That's what I thought. I should tank this. Hey. This still isn't over. Here's Throat Chop. And here's Heavy Slam. And here's... Koridon. This is gonna come down to the wire, folks. Everything is low HP. Every single Pokemon in this game. Every single one of them. Koridon comes in here. So, Chenpao has Sucker Punch for priority, which is very valuable, right? So I'm banking on not this. Okay. Thunderclap will probably finish off my Zamazenta if they go for it. Sucker Punch is gonna fail here. What happens next? Who moves next? Thunderclap! Zamazenta, did you tank this? It does not, thanks to the Protosynthesis boost. Okay. The only reason I'm still in this game is because Raichu is still alive. I have 21 HP total on my remaining Pokemon. The question is that enough? There's no double protect. Who moves first? A speed tie, and I lose again. Okay. I feel really good about my play here, actually. I think I probably should have won, but that's okay. That sucks. That sucks. I didn't know they're... I can't believe they're Jolly Max speed. I lost. Oh, I had it, too. Even if they got the double, I had a way back into it, I think. But they got the double, or like, but they won the speed tie, and I didn't know it was a speed tie. Oh well. At least I still made top cut, but yeah, that was, an unfortunate series. Yeah, the crit game two, and then the speed tie to lose it game three. Building? Okay, that's what I expected. This is exactly what I expected. This is the best thing you can bring into Zamazenta. Let's see who's Incineroar's faster. It's probably mine. No, it's actually, it isn't necessarily okay, this is mine. Do I have the faster Incin? That's insane. That's actually an insane play to make. That's legitimately insane. I can't believe they did that. Because Fake Out Nasty Plot was very obvious to me, but... Okay, that's not good. There goes my item. Oh, they Parting Shot. Okay. It's not so crazy. But Fake Out Nasty... Okay, I'm shocked that they went for that, because Fake Out Nasty Plot was very obvious, and it would have won me the game immediately, probably. Or maybe not won me the game, but it would have been very hard for them to handle. Who even comes in here? Among Us? Hey? What is Among Us going to do here, though? Its moves are Spore, Rage Powder, Pollen Puff. I guess it just wants to go for... This is the Leftovers Goldengo, so even though I'm minus two, I still want to make some damage, to get some damage on it. And remove the Leftovers as well, that's a pretty big deal. Rage Powder comes out, so they're redirecting Shadow Ball. And that's okay, because it doesn't really matter so much. It's faster, they are faster, so that's not ideal, actually. That's actually a pretty major issue. They're faster, I did not realize they were faster. Okay, here's my Nasty Plot. Oh, hang on, this is actually kind of bad, no? Nothing. Huh. That's me, so they're not tearing. They also could just protect, I guess, to scout. The thing about protect is it does leave them vulnerable next turn. They also could go for a second nasty plot here if they expect something. Okay, let's see what they do. This is a crucial turn. They do just protect. Okay, nice play. They protect both. That's fine though, right? Do I go down to make it rain on plus two? I really don't think so. There's no way. Make it rain, okay. My Goldengo easily tanks this. Now, if I don't KO the Goldengo here, I'm almost certainly going to lose. Almost definitely. I need this to do a lot of damage. That's a critical hit in the Moongus. That's not a crit. That's just how much it does. Huh? Huh? Wow, that wasn't a crit. Okay. All right, good to know. This is why it was crazy that I thought they went for that play turn one, because it's like, if I just go for fake out nasty plot, you're in some danger. Okay, Goldango goes down. I'm up 4-2, but the thing is that they now have fake out pressure online, so I have to be kind of careful with what comes in, like what happens next, right? Ensign and Calyrex. Okay, so I mean, this turn I should probably just make it rain Will-O-Wisp, right? They haven't Terra'd yet, so I gotta keep that in mind. But they're forced to Terra this turn, I think. So I'll go for Will-O-Wisp here, and I guess just another Make It Rain for damage. Here's the Terra. Should be Terra Grass and Calyrex. I just need to make it through Trick Room now. But I have some tools to help me do that, right? Because by going into Grass type now, they are gonna have trouble with Zamazenta and with Chen Pao in the back. I just need to make sure I don't lose Pokemon too quickly, I think. They go into Ensign. Yeah, I don't know why X surprise is what I expected. Just Make It Rain. Huge damage, frankly. Trick Room, okay. So what I can do here is potentially... Okay, I see a good move. I can go for switch to Zamazenta and just make it rain again. And if they KO the Goldango, which they probably will, then I can go back into Ensign and go for fake out the Calyrex and body press to KO the Ensign, because they don't have Flare Blitz or Will-O-Wisp. This is like kind of no drawback. And yeah, from there I can just try and win the game. I get the defense boost. I also want to bring this in before they get attack boost, before they start getting attack boost, so that's something. Defense boosted. Even a high horsepower, they would need a high horsepower critical hit, but they go for Glacial Lance, which is the smarter move in my opinion. Goldango goes down, but this is actually part of the plan. You can see a little that that does. Goldango goes down, but this instinct can't do anything. It can't knock off, it can't taunt, even parting shot, like it doesn't do anything. Its best move is knock off for like a tiny bit of damage, but we all know that that's not really going to do much. Here's taunt, so nice play there. They're maybe trying to cover for a parting shot or something, but I just hard switched, and now Incineroar can't protect itself. It can't Terra because Calyrex is already Terra'd. Goldango doing a ton of work here, and Incineroar comes back in, and I have fake out pressure online. Even though I can't lower the attack with Clear Amulet on the Calyrex, I can still fake it out and take out the Incin, and being up 3-1 is going to be the end of this game. Nice play, playing to have me make a mistake. That's the right move. I'm not going to make a mistake in this position, though, because the best play is obvious. Here's fake out, blocked by Protect, doesn't really matter. Fake out's just about stopping Calyrex for this one turn. They go for Parting Shot into Incin, makes sense. They don't really have anything better to do, unfortunately for them. And Body Press is going to KO Ensign, and now up 3-1. There's no way for Chen Pao to lose this, I think. At least not if I'm smart with it, because there's only 3 turns left to Trick Room, right? Might even be 2. I think there's only 2 turns left. High Horsepower. He's a critical hit, doesn't get one. Get Will-O-Wisp. Calyrex now much more susceptible to... it's not going to do any damage anymore, even with the attack boost. And here's Body Press. Let's see how much this does. Enough. Okay, cool. So critical hit might have mattered there in the short term, but not in the long term. So that's going to be game one. But yeah, I mean, this game is far from over. This is like, I think it's a matchup in our favor, but their Goldango being faster than ours is a pretty scary position to be in, I think. So we need to make sure that we make this count. Okay, Pelipper Calyrex. This is a different lead than we saw last game. All right. This is Safety Goggles Pelipper.
Eight.
Here's the Terra. Getting this out right away is a pretty nice situation. This is probably on the... This has got to be on the Calyrex, yeah. Okay. So the question is, what are they going for, right? Maybe I should have fake outed the Pelipper here, or the Calyrex here, and just taken the Nasty Plot. We'll see. Here's Goldango moving first with Nasty Plot. I'm not sure how good this actually is in hindsight. And I hit Will-O-Wisp, that's big. So the restricted Pokemon now is really handicapped. The problem is that Pelipper can still hit pretty hard, I think, so I got to watch out for that. There's Weather Ball into Ensign. Ensign's probably going down here, unfortunately. Do go down, okay. So I trade Incineroar for the Terra and the Burn on Calyrex. Assuming Trick Room. Yeah, okay. So that's not ideal, I would say. Really not ideal. It's gotta be Zama here. The question is, what do I go for? Because I need to get rid of this Pelipper, right? They got Nasty Plot would have been pretty nice. But then it's like just the same situation next turn. I'm actually happy I got the Burn on the Calyrex. Honestly, fake out the Calyrex Nasty Plot would have made it pretty hard for them, right? Because then I have Shadow Ball Body Press available. Okay, no switch. The only thing I was worried about this turn is switch. We're not in that good of a position because Goldango might take more than I want it to from High Horsepower plus Weather Ball. I think I'll tank it, but I'm not sure. High Horsepower, Zama, Hurricane, Zama as well. Covering for a super effective. Yeah, makes sense. I just don't know. My Goldango's very tanky. I think I could live a hit. Because since Shadow Ball's not guaranteed, okay, this is amazing. Do I live a Weather Ball from there? I think I should. I kind of need to be honest. If I go down here, I'm actually in pretty major issue. Oh, I'm in trouble.
I'm in danger.
I think I'm going to lose. I'm pretty sure I'm going to lose this, actually. Okay, I made errors, it seems. I didn't know I would go down to that double up. I guess I should have Terra-normaled. If it's Terra-normal, I would have lived, probably. I might actually be in some major danger here. Okay. All right, show me Weatherball Glacial Lance into Chen Pao. Glacial Lance, that to me implies... doesn't really imply anything, I guess. Eight damage. Oh, man. Okay, if I don't get confused, it's not such a big deal. Oh, wait, I'm neutral.
Oh, no.
They crit me.
Bruh.
They crit... what is up with my luck today? It's because I sold too much World Champ Difference merch. I'm hurting myself in confusion every day of the week. Okay. Well, I'm going to lose because of crit. I'm legitimately going to lose because of crit... crit Hurricane Confusion. That's nuts. Wait, what's in the back? Hold on. I could win. If it's instant in the back, I could win. This is Glacial Lance, right?
Yep. Okay. Owie.
Owie. Please don't hurt yourself in confusion. Oh my god, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Okay. We should KO. Okay. I mean, it's technically a 2v2, but my Zamazenta is still confused. It just depends on what's in the back. Honestly. One of them is Goldango. The question is it a Moongus? If it's a Moongus, I think I lose. It's Rocky Helmet, Amoongus, too. If it's Amoongus, I think I lose. It's Amoongus. Unless it's also Insin. But it's gotta be gold, right? Yeah, okay, that's gold. Because I lost my thing, right? I'm actually in pretty major danger. If I had my sash still, I could win this. But the problem is that they can just protect with both, which is probably what I expect here. I knew it was coming, too. But the thing is that I don't do enough damage with... I don't do enough damage without the thing. Like, +5 body press doesn't KO even with Sword of Ruin active on the Amoongus, which is why I had to make this play. I'm going to lose this one. Oh, I might even hurt myself in confusion. Oh, great. Thank you, Zamazenta. Very cool. Basically, I need them to go for Rage Pad or Shadow Ball here. And I need to get a double protect. That's the way I can see myself winning this. Okay, that doesn't matter. It's too little, too late. Over half. Yeah. Yeah, I win one out of three times. I should win this. Body press Amoongus. Okay. Chat. I almost never get double protects when I need them, so I don't have a lot of faith. If I get this double protect, I can win. It's a 1 in 3 chance. Chen Pao, I don't haven't been getting very lucky. I think because we sold too much World Champ Difference merch. And nothing changes. Ah! Man. Yeah, because I lost the sash. In the end, the critical hit Hurricane and the confusion didn't matter, I think, though it made things a little harder, but I don't think it really ultimately changed anything. I need to double to win. I didn't get it. Yeah, this might be it. This has looked both of the last two sets has been, like, similar to how this one looked, which makes me feel not great. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't have done this with Zama. They got me again. Okay. That's okay, though. It's actually alright. Right? So which Pokemon do they leave behind, I guess, is my question. Okay. No Terra. This is what I expected. There's Throat Chop. Doesn't do very much. It's Trick Room going up. Okay. I'm basically calling the Departing Shot into my Chen Pao, or to go for Taunt into my Zamazenta. They don't hard switch. That makes sense. There's no reason for them to hard switch here. A lot. Yep, got it. Parting Shot comes out, hits good as gold. Zamazenta, Goldango's not affected, and this lets me KO the Incineroar right away without having to deal with any of the baloney that normally comes with it. Incineroar goes down. That's a big KO, but this game is far from over. The thing is that, do they have both Incineroar and Amoongus in the back, or do they have... they have to have Goldango, right? So which did they leave? Pelipper? Goldango? Amoongus? Question is, will I get out? It's Amoongus, okay. Yeah, they need to high horsepower Zamazenta, which I think is the least likely option. I think they're much more likely to go after Goldango here, who's the bigger threat right now. The Zamazenta, like, can be dealt with by Amoongus plus Calyrex, but Goldango can't really. No terrestrialization. That's a little bit risky, but I guess they knew that they wouldn't go down to one. The question is, Amoongus is side pollen puffing here, right? Yeah, that's fine. We are comfortable letting this thing get its health back. The question is, did they hard read the Zamazenta switch, or did they just want more damage on it? They had to go after Calyrex. That's where after Goldango here, it was the bigger threat. Here's the weakness of Amoongus. In front of two Pokemon that it can't damage, it's kind of just food. I expect Amoongus to switch to Incineroar and Calyrex to either attack or protect. It doesn't really matter here. I guess I'd rather they attack to take the fake out chip. With Incineroar still at full HP though, this is a pretty major advantage to me. especially with Chen Pao in the back, I do need to get some damage down. This is a Moonga switching out. The last Pokemon we revealed, it should be Goldango. It is Goldango, okay. Little chip. Other splinches and can't move. There's a nasty plot. They're keeping it ambiguous in terms of which one's going to Terra. Oh, I wasn't ready for this. Hang on. We might be in this. The thing is, without Incineroar still alive, because I blocked the parting shot and took out Incineroar, what you should have to keep in mind here is that they don't have a way of weakening my knockoff damage, which is a big deal last time. So here's my Terra Normal. This doesn't tell us if they're terrestrializing or not. I think it's likely that they just go for Protect, but they also might be calling a Will-O-Wisp here. We'll have to see. Do they Protect? They don't Protect. Knockoff comes out. That's huge damage. It picks up a one-hit KO with a critical hit. It didn't matter because Goldango is also attacking here and using Make It Rain before their Goldango can attack. And we know that this KO'd Moongus last game, but now with the single target redirection or reduction gone, that's going to be it. And all of a sudden, we're up 4-1. We're in position to just win this game. Oh my god. Whew. I think we're going to do it. For real this time. Trick Room ends, but I have all my Pokemon left. Three of them are at full HP. Zamazenta's still healthy as well. Calyrex comes back out. Terra is available, but they don't have a clear way through Incineroar plus Goldango. Whereas Will-O-Wisp could miss. I don't want to lose this game and I miss, so I'm going to go for Guaranteed here. Because hitting Will-O-Wisp would immediately win the game, but I'm up so far that, yeah, like, I don't need to go for crazy plays. Now, this is Terra Grass Calyrex, but this is still plus one Metal Coat Goldango. It's still a very powerful attack, and it's not being reduced at all by the the spread damage reduction. So, here's Make It Rain. It does a lot of damage. Oh my god, that does a lot of damage. Plus one Goldango doing so much here. Goldango really being the MVP. Knockoff comes out. KO's Calyrex. And we're advancing to the quarterfinals. That was really difficult. Really difficult, but I'm really happy with how we played that third game. I think calling the parting shot into specifically Chen Pao and using it to kill the Incineroar without letting it switch out, I think ultimately was the difference maker. Oh man, that was so stressful. Scholar and Friend. I hate both of these Pokemon. Ultra Necrozma? Huh? It's not even Ultra. Okay, well, it's Double Dark versus Double Psychic, so you would think the advantage goes to me, but you would be wrong. Okay, here's Intimidate. I need to find a way through this. It's the only way. Psychic Surge activates, which activates the Psychic Seeb. And unlike Zacian, my stupid Zamazenta doesn't resist Psychic. I miss Zacian so much. In a perfect world? Okay, they're tearing. I knew this was happening. Is it Indeedee or is it Necrozma? I think it's going to be Indeedee. It's actually Necrozma. Okay, kind of scary, but it's not the end of the world. The question is, does Indeedee go down to Throat Chop? It's a roll, most likely. And did they even go for Follow Me? Okay, they go for Follow Me. It's a roll whether or not this KOs, and also depending on their... Basically, in the worst case scenario, it's a 50% chance to KO, and I need to get this KO or else it's over. Okay, it was, even if they're not max defense, it's still, like, in a, even if they're max HP, max defense, it's still a 50% chance in my favor. Well, I mean, in nobody's favor, but yeah, if they have any less bulk, then that's a big deal. Knockoff is a big deal here, because I remove the Power Herb, which shuts off Meteor Beam. Here's Trick Room, though. That's not gonna make the rest of this easy. Recluse? Huh? Wait, you can get a Mark for Saluna? Oh, because you can get Titty. Okay, that's actually okay. I'm gonna lose Chen Pao here, which isn't great. However, it's also not the end of the world. It's turn two of Trick Room. Boom, guys. It's not great, but I at least get rid of the item on the Ursaluna, which means that I've just cut the damage output by like a more billion. Knock off the big chunk gone. If it survives, I'm actually in pretty big trouble, right? I think I could actually have made a big mistake here if I don't KO. Yeah, I should have switched, I guess. I didn't fully think this through, actually. I assumed this would KO, but I actually think I might have made a huge mistake. Like an actually big mistake here. Oh man, I think I messed this up. I think I just made a huge mistake. And they didn't even go for the thing. I could have switched to Pelipper. I was in such a good position. If this isn't KO, I wasn't fine. I forgot that it didn't have a boost too. This needs to kill. Please kill.
Oh no.
I'm gonna lose. I'm actually gonna lose? Okay. I cannot believe how badly I played this. I actually am in disbelief over what I just did. I can't believe I lost this. Ah! Oh my god, I messed up so badly. Yeah. Just a terrible, terrible, terrible play by me. You know, even going, I made mistakes literally almost every single turn in this after the first turn. I think that might make things pretty hard. I'm assuming the last Pokemon is Torkoal. I feel like it has to be Torkoal. Yeah, I overestimated Necrozma's damage output, I think. I don't feel very joyful. I played this super well, and then I just messed up at the end. Like, or I like had the start really, really down. Yeah, I didn't have enough Pokemon left after Trick Room. Oh, dang. That stinks, because this is a hard matchup, so throwing away a game like that just isn't very good. I even could have maybe gone for something where I went for, like, a second iron, like, iron defense. Like multiple more iron defenses, basically. See how much this does. The iron defense plan wouldn't work. That's fine, though. Okay. Losing this game is going to make it really a lot harder to win, because this was, like, the one that I think it was going to be the easiest to win, because I had a plan and it worked, but I messed it up. It's okay, though. Like, this is why best of threes exists, right? And this is a hard matchup. Like, I have to have some grace with myself, because it's a hard matchup, and it's really really unintuitive, especially with a team that I haven't, like, practiced a ton. So I think it's still possible to do this. It's just going to be a little bit difficult. I definitely should bring Zamazenta, right? Yeah, it was good here. Okay, same leads. They could Terrestrialize in DD, but I have a plan for that as well. It's not a great plan, but it is a plan. Like, the turn one went well for me, I think. Play that I'm afraid of here is Terra Grass and DD Follow Me and Meteor Beam.
Bruh.
I can't believe they went for that. That's crazy, because I could have just Icicle Crashed, but maybe, I don't know, maybe I should take more time. If they go for Trick Room, we really don't want to KO here. If we KO here and they get Trick Room up, it's probably Doomerd. Okay, it wouldn't have KO'd, so they are max defense, looks like it. Nice. Trick Room? Okay, this is actually surprisingly okay, and I'll tell you why, okay? Because now, it's not that okay. Here's my Terra. It's not a great use of it, however, it's also not horrible, because I need to make sure that I don't go down. Like, if they Moonglaze Beam this, then I just lose, right? But if they go for Follow Me Meteor Beam, I can potentially KO Dawnwings and be at an advantage. Meteor Beam, okay. Into what? Oh, man, they could go for Dazzling Gleam. Oh, I didn't even consider this. They got me. They actually got me. I didn't even think about Dazzling Gleam. Oh, that sucks. Oh, it sucks so much, because I knock off the wrong slot here, too. I should have gone after the Necrozma. Yeah, great play. This is over. This is actually legitimately over, because they got the boost here, too. And I'm weak to Moonglaze Beam now. Yeah, this game is over. I lost. They played really well. Although, also, they made really hard reads, and they got them right, I think. Like, yeah, Protect Parting Shot there. I could have Protect Sentrus to Zamazenta. That was probably better. I just forgot that indeed he had Dazzling Gleam, which is a pretty big mistake to make. Ursaluna? Oracle. Okay. Hang on. I need them to make a huge mistake here. The only way I can see winning. Yeah, the Terra here actually ends up really backfiring. Because if Pelipper goes down here, I never beat the Necrozma, because I'm Terra to Ghost now. Yeah, the Terra Ghost really kind of backfires in a major way, because Incineroar was pretty good there until that happened. There's Eruption. I'm basically banking on somehow surviving the hit with one of my Mons, although I think either would go down to Moonglaze Beam now. Yeah, that's going to do it. Yeah, they played really well. I can't be upset. Yeah, it's a hard matchup, too. And they got the turn one call correct. I guess I could Icicle Crash, but it was just so risky. I just didn't fully think through the turn two play, I think, because I forgot about Dazzling Gleam, and that really, like, ended up booming me. Moonglaze Beam can't miss. Yeah, I just got run over. That sucks. I could have protected and sacked there, but I don't think Pelipper takes plus one Moonglaze Beam anyway, so I didn't think it was worth it. Although, maybe I should check, but I really don't think I take it. I mean, even Expanding Force would probably just close it out, right? Here's Eruption. Yeah, it doesn't do that much damage because of the body press damage, but yeah, here's the Moonglaze Beam. Safe plays. And Heavy Slam's not going to do enough here because it never damaged Necrozma. Like, losing game one really made this difficult, but it was just so difficult. Like, my team doesn't have tools in Trick Room, so I need to be very precise with positioning, and that's just not a very easy task. Oh, man, that does nothing. And I switch. That's okay. It was really hard. And it's just a hard team to play against. Also, like, these one-day tournaments are just really draining. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, like, normally in a tournament you get a break between day one and day two. And, like, I mean, I choose to enter day one, one-day tournaments, but it's hard to keep up, like, I feel like it's really hard to have precise level play by the end. You know what I mean? And this is a matchup where that you require, like, really a lot of precision. A lot of people probably thought Raichu was pretty bad. And after this stream, I don't know, I feel like Raichu's kind of cool. So, even though we couldn't use it here, it just was so bad in this matchup. I think I'm happy we were able to show it off as much as we were. So, GG to this player. I hope they go far with this team. Really cool team. Yeah, Trick Room, Dawn Wings, Necrozma is pretty powerful Pokemon. Yeah, this is over. Zamazenta was good too. Zamazenta was really good in this team. So yeah, GG's. Congratulations to my opponent. And good luck on the rest.
Yeah, cool team. Very cool team. Very scary.